Here's the latest from the PNC studio at Halas Hall. Mitchell Trubisky spoke to the media Wednesday for the first time since the start of OTAs.
But we're having fun. We're competing. The defense is looking really good as well. And it's just great to come out here and compete every day against them because we're making each other better on both sides. And nothing gives me more confidence than when my teammates believe in me.
We all see through his eyes on a lot of things and through his brain. And how he thinks through things. And so that's a big part of it too, is just learning how that guy sees things and being able to talk and teach to that. There's a lot of guys that have picked up a ton and have improved, but we're definitely, installing to what we think are our guys' strengths, certainly at quarterback first, and then just mixing and matching and really experimenting with a bunch of different things.
The NFL passed a rule Wednesday requiring players to stand for the national anthem if they're on the field. Players do have the option to remain in the locker room. Any violations will result in fines to the club.
There's injustice on both sides. There's hatred on both sides. There's fear on both sides. And I think both sides need to come together, right? It'd be easy for me to sit here as a player rep and say, well, the owners are horrible and we can't stand them. They're all evil. But George McCaskey and I have a great relationship. He came with me to a prison in Louisiana to learn more about some of the injustices that are going on. We do stuff in the community that no one knows about. It's not a us versus them thing. And I know even though this might be perceived as us versus them thing, either way, both sides got to come together. Rich, poor, black, white. And I believe the only way to overcome that is a sense of love. That's why I respect George and the McCaskey family. And I'm not just saying that for lip service because there's cameras here. I'm saying that because we've spent time together.
The Bears are officially halfway done with OTAs. They only have 5 scheduled workouts left before starting mandatory minicamp June 5th. Get all of your Bears news anytime on the Bears official mobile app and ChicagoBears.com.